Welcome, everyone, to the ICANN Constituency Travel Program Update. My name is David Olive. I'm Senior Vice President for Policy Development Support at ICANN, and we have partnered with the Constituency Travel Team to present this webinar to you today. As you know, we've been working hard to improve the community travel experience, conducting surveys, and making efforts to improve ICANN's tools and processes over the past 18 months. We recently had some very exciting news to share about the Constituency Travel Program at ICANN. The transition to a new travel provider with expanded resources to help improve the entire planning and booking process for designated supported travelers. The purpose of today's webinar is to bring to you all the new information about this travel support change, giving you details on how it is intended to improve your experience and how you can effectively prepare for your future interactions with FCM, the new provider. I hope you'll find the information useful, and please help spread this word to others in your community about the new features that are being offered and the information and experience that we hope will be improved for all those in the community. I now would like to turn the program over to Tristana Webster, who will go through the agenda for today and other parts of the program. Tristana, the floor is yours. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for the ICANN Constituency Travel Program Update. This call is now being recorded, and all of the interpreted lines are being recorded as well. This recording will be available after the session when we post the materials to the Community Wiki Travel section. Please note that we have muted all the phone lines. We ask that you please email us your questions to the Constituency Travel email address or send questions via the Adobe Connect chat, and we will consolidate all the questions and prepare a frequently asked questions document that we will post on the Community Wiki for your reference post the meeting. Therefore, for today's webinar, all questions will be answered offline post the meeting. Our agenda today is to share with you our meeting objectives, provide the new travel provider project background, provide an overview of FCM travel, provide the ICANN FCM travel program details, and to provide your FCM regional team details, your travel program, an online demo of the travel portal, and discuss next steps and questions and the FAQs. So our meeting objectives today, again, are to provide an overview of the new travel provider transition, to introduce FCM Travel Solutions, ICANN's new travel provider, to provide the ICANN FCM travel program details, to review your FCM regional office details, review your travel program, review the online demo of the new travel portal, and review next steps, discuss how we'll handle questions, and prepare the FAQs for you. So with that, I'm going to hand the meeting over to the ICANN travel manager, Joseph De Jesus.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you, wherever in the world you are today. My name is Joseph De Jesus, and I'm the travel manager at ICANN, and thank you so much for attending this call. Next slide. As our travel program continually matures, we needed a way to partner with a travel management company that could keep up with the demand of our travel needs. So that propelled us to search for a new travel vendor that could provide us with new solutions and a different approach in order for us to grow and improve our travel program to support you, our constituent travelers. So we went through an extensive RFP process with a main goal of making our travel program global and more efficient. So our travel program, we had three major archetypes for our search to find the best travel management company that would be a good fit for us, which could be summed up in service, cost, and flexibility. So we looked for a travel management company that was very service-oriented, a travel company that understood our process and views on how our constituent travelers should be treated. We looked for a travel management company that was cost-conscious, a company that understood how to find the balance between travel policy versus personal preferences. We looked for a travel management company that could handle multiple delivery platforms and could handle our growth, such as different time zones and support of different languages. We selected FCM because we believe they are the right candidate that could help us deliver a travel program that was global while still providing personalized service. Additionally, they have a full range of services that could help us maintain and grow our travel program. Without further ado, I will pass it on to Scott Reddy with FCM. We'll talk more about their organization.
Thank you, Joseph, and hello, everyone. My name is Scott Reddy, and I represent FCM Travel Solutions as the account manager taking care of the ICANN travel program globally. Very excited to welcome you to our company, and it has been a collaborative effort to design a program of best fit for ICANN all around the world. Now, just a quick introduction to FCM Travel Solutions. We are part of a larger travel company, but FCM brand itself spends $6 billion worth of travel in a year. We have over 500 offices around the world, 6,500 staff worldwide, and in 90-plus countries, 92 to be exact. As I mentioned before, we are part of a larger travel parent company called Flight Centre Travel Group. That's what FCTG stands for. Now, under this parent company, we actually have about 30 different brands in the travel space, both in leisure and in corporate, in wholesale and retail. And the top five brands that you can see in that slide represent all of our corporate brands. So FCM Travel Solutions is the brand of best fit for ICANN's travel needs. Now, if you haven't heard of FCM Travel before, these are some of our clients that we look after globally. So you recognize some names like Dyson, Kellogg's, Fujitsu, Robert Bosch, IKEA, household brands that have expansive travel programs around the world that we take care of and have a partnership in making sure we help them reach their travel objectives, just like we intend to do for ICANN. Now, this is a slide that we're very proud of. FCM Travel Solutions has actually won the world's leading travel management company all the way back through to 2011. And basically, that award is based on our customer service excellence, and we look forward to providing the same level of service to you, the ICANN constituent traveler. A little bit more detail on our locations around the world. This map represents our FCM offices around the planet. The next slide represents the booking regions that we have set up in collaboration with ICANN in order to offer more regionalized service in local languages, local time zones, local currency, and just to provide a high level of service and support. Okay, now to the travel program details. Keeping these business objectives in mind when we designed the travel program, we really wanted to focus on three core areas. Firstly, service delivery model. FCM Travel Solutions has a very hands-on approach to managing travel. We operate in small teams all around the world, and we'll get to know your travel program, and we're looking forward to getting to know you, the traveler, a lot more. We focus on ensuring traveler health, safety, and well-being, and have set up dedicated servicing in each region to make sure you have a higher level of support than you were provided. Technology and reporting. This is another key area where we felt we could enhance the travel program by providing one global travel reporting platform regardless of where the travel is booked. So we can have travel booked in any office around the world, and the data will funnel up into one reporting platform to help improve visibility and transparency on the travel program as a whole. The final point is value. That's always an important one, to be able to provide the lowest fare at the time, and we work with our agents to strategically source airlines, which I'll explain in further detail in just a moment. But we focus on providing the best fares sourced around the world to help drive ICANN's saving policy or saving strategy and make sure we get the best value for money out of the travel program. Now I'll just hand it over to Joseph to explain specifically what's new with your new travel program. Over to you, Joseph.
Thanks, Scott. So this matrix does a really good job of showing what's new and what FCM can provide to you. So we now have 6 point of sales, which means that there should be an FCM near you that could help with your travel booking, whereas before we only had one. Travelers now have access to regional portals. FCM has portals for point of sale where you can build your profile and submit your travel request right there. Once you've created a profile on the portal, you can contact an FCM agent either by phone, email, or using the portal to request your travel. And most importantly, with FCM, you know you're going to get the best fare and more options for your flight and travel. So that's basically what's new with FCM. Back to you, Scott.
Thank you, Joseph. Now, I'm just going to touch on the regional team details so you know the hours of operation and points of sale around the world. Firstly, our team in Ireland are open from Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. local time. And there are many languages spoken in this office. We have English, Italian, Polish, German, Egyptian, and Arabic, Hindi. The next point of sale is Dubai. Working hours in Dubai are from Sunday to Thursday from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. local time. And English and Arabic are both languages available from our Dubai office. Next, we have our operations in Mexico. Open Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. local time. And you will be able to communicate in both English and Spanish to our consultants in Mexico. Next, to Singapore. Open Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time. And the official language is English. Istanbul. Open Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time. And you will be able to communicate in English and Turkish from our Istanbul operation. And finally, in the USA, office hours are from Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time, and English is the language spoken from our USA operation. Now to take a look at your travel program.
Oh my God.
The next slide focuses on some travel guidelines for your travel program, which are quite straightforward. Any airfare that you book for ICANN constituent travel should be in coach or economy class. In relation to hotel bookings for ICANN meetings and other travel are booked directly through ICANN constituency travel. For a complete list of guidelines, there's a link below, and everyone will have access to this presentation, so you can hit that link for further information. In relation to the travel booking process, once you are a confirmed and supported traveler, then the following process will happen. You will receive a welcome email from Constituency Travel, which allows you to start booking your ICANN trip. From there, you'll log into FCM Travel Portal and create and update your profile. This is a very important point because we need to make sure we have the right information to book your travel. You submit your request through our FCM agencies and copy in Constituency Travel. From there, you'll work with our local FCM office and finalize your travel itinerary and trip details. Our process internally then is to have a quality control pre-ticketing check to ensure accuracy in all booking elements and align with the lowest logical fares available at the time. From there, final itinerary and invoice will be emailed to Traveller and Constituency Travel. And finally, once you're on the road, you have 24/7 assistance available for changes and amendments. But please take note, if you are responsible for all change and or cancellation fees once your original ticket has been purchased. In regards to travel visa, if you do require a visa, SCM will provide a travel itinerary for visa purposes, and ICANN Constituency Travel will provide the hotel confirmation for visa purposes. FCM will not process your visa for you. FCM agents will not issue your ticket until you are in receipt for your visa if required, which they may ask for in the booking process. Please ensure to include any valid visa and passport information on the FCM travel portal under your profile, and we'll run through how to do that in just a moment. Further details on the visa process can be found on the link below. Next, what will the travel documentation look like? On this slide, you'll see a sample itinerary, and you'll notice in the subject line, you'll see an invoice in a PDF format. So this is a sample itinerary, and the format may vary slightly from booking office to booking office, but more or less, it'll be in a similar format to this and include the same content. Next, we're going to explain briefly how do we purchase the best airfares for ICANN's constituency travellers. We've got seven different ways to purchase an airfare. Firstly, the standard IATA fare, which is just a normal fare any travel agent can book through the GDS platform, which is the global distribution platform or airlines put their inventory on. Next, we have client negotiated fares. ICANN actually has some air contracts negotiated, which will be available in our booking systems to offer you if and when available. Next, you have FCM negotiated fares. We do have some access to wholesale fares for international tickets, and when available, we will offer these options to you as well. Then we go to internet scraped fares. That are web-based fares, promotional fares, available through internet distribution. The next way we look at fares is through creative ticketing. So we might be able to use a code share carrier on the same plane and achieve a much lower fare than if booked otherwise. So your agent will come to you with usually a few options so you can choose what the best fare will be based on the best price available. The last two are Flight Centre negotiated fares and FCM global network fares. And Flight Centre negotiated fares are from our parent company, who have $18 billion worth of spend globally, so we have access to a lot of great fares. And FCM global network fares are when we are able to access point of sale, access discounts through different point of sales around the world by accessing their inventory systems. Now the next slide is just going to give you a little bit further detail on the global distribution systems. The reason we like to explain this is because ICANN have travelers traveling all over the world, and we want to make sure that it is understood that if you make a booking in the one system, changes, cancellations, anything else that happens to that booking while en route needs to go back to the original booking office. So for example, if you booked a trip in America, you can see where the flag says Sabre on top of America. It means if you want to change the booking, it has to be changed with that same booking office you started the original booking in. Similar to the World Stock Exchanges, there's many different platforms around the world. Similar to how you see all the different power sockets around the world, it's no different with booking travel. There's many GDS systems around the world that we use to access the best regional and local inventory for you. Next is duty of care. Now we have quite sophisticated systems that show high risk and medium risk areas in the world. So when you're making your travel arrangements, please make sure you book through FCM, because that allows us to fulfill our flight monitoring system. And if, for example, there's a high risk in a country, we're able to know that you're heading to that high risk country, and we may need to get you out of trouble into a safer location, rebook your trip, or cancel your trip, for example. And it's our way of helping getting you out of any high risk or medium risk countries. So please make sure that you book all flights through FCM. If you do not book your flights through FCM, we will not know your location or be able to help you. Next, we have a demonstration of FCM's travel portal. Now, what we'll do is just a screen share. So, Tristana, if you don't mind, I might just take control of the screen.
Yeah.
And if you could just please confirm you can see the screen, I'll do a run through of our FCM travel portal.
Yes, we can see the screen.
Perfect. So this is FCM's travel portal. Each traveler will be assigned to a portal, and each portal will be linked to a booking office. The purpose of the portal is to make sure we have a unified platform for profile management. So I'm just going to run through the homepage quickly and also the profile tab to show you where you can fill out your personal details and also traveler preferences to make sure you have the best travel experience possible. Firstly, on the homepage, you'll find your FCM booking office that you're aligned with. You'll see their address, their phone number. There's a link to email the team and their hours of operation. You'll also see the consultant's name, so you know who you're working with. We don't have big call centers. Like I said before, we all operate in small teams around the world, so you'll get to know your travel agents, and they'll get to know you. If you need after-hours assistance, you'll see the after-hours assistance number here, and also technical support if you require that. The other useful piece of information on the homepage here are the travel alerts, and this is a live feed through our risk management provider that will let you know what's happening around the world in relation to travel risk. So if you are traveling to a place with traditionally medium to high risk, it's good to have a look at the travel alerts tab here, and you can click through for more information if required. Next to the profile tab. Now, you'll see all the different tabs down the bottom here, and these are important to fill out. So firstly, we have your basic information. You will just need to know your legal name as per passport, so there's no complications at the airport. Date of birth, redress number if you have one. So just your simple information. Next, your travel preferences. Now this is quite a handy feature, because if you like an aisle seat, which let's face it, we all do, you can select an aisle seat here, click save, and what will happen is that will pull through to your booking request, and there will actually be systems that keep checking for an aisle seat once you have made the reservation, and that will give you the best chance of getting the seat you prefer. You can also request to be at the back or the front of the plane, near a bulkhead exit, and put down a meal requirement as well. Another handy feature is to put your preferred departure airport. So this is the airport that you would, by default, like to fly out from, which will just help the consultants when they're making your first quotation. Next is the contact information. Now, if you would like other parties to receive information like travel itineraries or invoices, you can add their email address here. You can select what you'd like them to receive, click save, and that will make sure that it could be a work colleague or a spouse or a friend or whoever you'd like to receive your travel details. You can add additional emails here so that they know where you are. Very important to put phone numbers and emergency contact details in this section as well. Membership numbers. This is a very important one as well, because I think there are a lot of global travelers at ICANN that I'm sure do a lot of miles. And if you put your membership number here, you'll be able to have your frequent flyer information tracked and your miles accrued to all of the trips that you go on. So you can just select which membership number you would like to use, which airline the program is from, what the number is, click save, and that will be pulled into the booking. All right. The next point is visa information. This is very, very important for ICANN travelers because a lot of people from a lot of countries traveling through other countries that may require a visa. So it's very important that our travel agents understand what visas you require to pass through what countries. So it's very straightforward. Just add the type of document, if it's a visa, place of issuance. You can add the number here, click save, and that will save there. So please make sure you update your visa and your passport as well. They're the most important tabs, and they're the ones that we really need everyone to fill out and make sure are complete and accurate in order to make the booking process run smooth. Make sure you get all the frequent flyer miles accrued to your name as you deserve. Make sure there's no complications. Your name is as per passport. We know what visas you need, what your traveler preferences are, and And that more or less wraps it up. The one last feature I will mention is on the home page. I did say that you could contact your FCM travel office by phone or email. The other way that is quite handy to book a trip is by using the travel request form down the bottom of the page. The travel request form, if you click on the link, it will drop down and you can actually put what the travel details you would like a quote on, departure time, what flights you want. You can put additional comments in there, and that will send a request through to your local or regional FCM booking office, and they'll come back to you with further quotation. So that concludes the brief run through the FCM travel portal. I hope that is clear and easy to understand, and it's a very user-friendly system. And everyone that books travel will have to have their details updated on the system before moving forward. So what I'll do is I'll stop sharing my screen now, hand it back over to you, Tristana, to continue.
Thank you. So thank you for the demo of the online portal. I'm going to click through the next set of slides because when you do receive your welcome email, you will receive the link to the portal that you are aligned to. And everyone will be aligned to a portal that is closest to your geographic area. So you'll have all the information that you need as well as the instructions on how to register. And they are also in this presentation, which we will post on the community wiki. So I am just going to click through the slides. They will all be available for you later on the community wiki, as well as everything that you'll need to know in order to register for the portal will be sent to you as you get your welcome email. And of course, if you ever have any questions, you're always welcome to email the constituency travel email and we will respond to your request. So our next steps that we have for you are that you will receive an email with a registration link to the FCM travel portal, so to the travel portal that you will be geographically aligned to, that will be closer to where you live and, you know, be able to assist you in your time zone and will be much easier for you. So please register for your portal if you have not done so already. Please update your profile to ensure that all of your travel information is uploaded in the portal. All your travel preferences, your details, as well as, of course, the most important, which will be your passport and visa information. This training presentation or this material will be posted on the Community Wiki travel support section, so this will be available for you to reference at any point. So to summarize what we talked about today, we reviewed the ICANN new travel provider, FCM Travel Solutions. We provided an overview of their services to you. We reviewed the ICANN FCM travel program details. We reviewed your FCM regional office details. We reviewed your travel program, and we provided an online demo of the travel portal. We discussed our next steps, and as a reminder for questions, what we are going to do is have you email the constituency travel email, which is displayed on the screen, and I'm sure you know that email address. So please email us any questions that you have about this transition to FCM Travel Solutions, or feel free to enter your questions right now in the chat. What we're going to do is answer these questions offline. We're going to consolidate all questions that come through from both webinars, and we'll have them translated for you and posted on the Community Wiki travel section. Please just give us a moment to make sure that we compile all questions and provide all information that we think will be helpful for you, and work with our team to get this information translated for you. And again, we are going to compile this list of frequently asked questions for you, and we're going to post them on the Community Wiki travel section. So we thank you for your time and your participation today. We hope this information was helpful, and we look forward to traveling and working with you again soon. So this concludes our meeting.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much.
And on behalf of FCM, we very much look forward to looking after your travel arrangements. Thank you.
Thank you. Please email us your questions.